Well, hello, friends. Mark DiMatteo coming at you with another message from Mark going out to our growing, continually growing Four Great Questions group on the evening of the 19th of February. And tonight our message is entitled, Our, quote, Talking, unquote, World. Okay, our talking world. And so anyway, I want to welcome you all. So let's kind of pick up a little bit where we left off and kind of where we left off last time in our previous message. We were discussing how I had been presented with two conflicting statements regarding truth. The first being that all truth is relative, and the second is that it is a concept based on valid facts that conform to reality. I also mentioned that this had me at a pivotal point because if the first statement was true, there would really be no need to pursue my journey any longer, for any answers to the great questions would be just as valid as any others. If, however, there were objective truths, then there was the possibility, at least, of finding valid answers to the questions, which made the quest a reasonable pursuit. Okay? Then I mentioned that it was probably at that point that I started doing something that had a profound impact on my journey. And here it is. I decided to lay aside both parts of the argument, both sides of the argument, for a moment, along with the people, well-meaning though they may be, that the folks that were telling me about the argument, okay? So I laid them aside as well, and began to take a critical look at the world around me, the one you and I live in every day, and look at it for myself, and see if it was trying to tell me anything about the discussion. And that's where we obviously got our title from in this message. And let me just take a second right here also and emphasize that this is an extremely important concept, which I'm going to refer to again and again in these messages, you know, as I play back my journey. You and I have a brain, okay? We can think, if we only will. And we live in a world that we know more about and understand more about, at least on a basic level, than we sometimes realize and perhaps give ourselves credit for. For the most part, we each have a pretty good idea of how the world around us operates. We may not know always why it works the way it does, or how, but we usually have a reasonable understanding of what is normal, okay, and what is not. Let me also emphasize one other important point here, too, which was that my goal at the start of this journey, my quest of the Four Great Questions, was always to search for simplicity, if possible. I figured if I could determine what the simple, basic patterns of our world were telling me, or was telling me, I probably know enough to draw some fundamental conclusions about everything else. I was already pretty confident that life's... So let me just repeat that real quick. I was already pretty confident that life's complex principles and patterns were all built upon the basic, simple, fundamental ones, and therefore shouldn't contradict them. My studies in math and science up to this point had taught me that. So the bottom line is that statement, what I'm trying to say is, or what I was hopefully saying, was that if you look at the complex things and patterns in life, they're all based on the simple fundamental ones, and if you know those, and it's kind of what I learned, again, as I was primarily going through science and math, that you build the complex patterns on top of the simple ones. Figure out the simple ones, and you're good to go. So, with these thoughts in mind, I began to look around, note what I saw, reflect on it, and begin to determine which side of the argument the evidence supported. And in my next message, I'm going to share with you some of what I noticed and the conclusions that I arrived to due to what the real world was telling me, okay, as it was quote-unquote talking. I'm dividing it up as it would make this message way too long to try to cover it sufficiently now. But actually, it's kind of cool the way it worked out because, in the meantime, I have a suggestion for each of you. And here it is. If you are up for it during this coming week, I'd like you to consider doing a little of the same research I did for yourself before you hear my results, okay? Now, I'm sure someone, or maybe all of you, a lot of you, are already saying, oh no, a homework assignment, yikes, and who knows, maybe even a pop quiz. But, and by the way, do they still have pop quizzes these days in schools anyway? Who knows? Anyway, no pop quiz. But indeed, maybe a little optional assignment to run your own very brief, informal version of my experiment. Folks, during the entire process of my great questions quest, I had to get out of my box and engage my mind, as you will too if you want to get the most out of these messages. It is vastly important. Not enough of us really think. In fact, good old Henry Ford, the founder of the Ford Motor Company, is quoted as saying that, quote, thinking is the hardest work there is. That's probably why so few engage in it, unquote, okay? So over the next few days, as you go about living your daily lives, keep those two truth questions in the back of your mind and observe for yourself what is actually going on around you. Not what others might have told you is going on, but what you actually see for yourself. Then think a little bit about what you've seen and ask yourself, does the world I actually live in tell me that there are indeed things and concepts that are accurate, valid, correct, conforming with reality or fact, and not false, or are there not? And therefore, no absolute truth or truth, and consequently, nothing that we can know for sure. I hope you will, as I'm looking forward to comparing notes with you in our next message. So until then, you folks have a great week, and we'll talk to you then. Okay? Bye-bye now.